You're listening to The Urbanist on Monocle 24. I'm Ben Rylan, and this is our episode about inspiration. Launched in the summer of 2007, Paris's public bike-sharing scheme, Vélib, has prompted something of a French revolution, as it was one of the first ever around the world, inspiring other cities as it went along. Now it's the third biggest such scheme in the world, with a 23,000-strong fleet that accounts for nearly 40% of all the daily bike trips made in the city. So how has Vélib transformed Paris, and what effect did it have in other European capitals? Our contributor Tamara Tyson reports from Paris.
Say you want a revolution, well, you know.
In the past decade, Paris has undergone a veritable Vélorution, as they call it here, a cycling revolution. The public bike share scheme Vélib, from Vélo Libre Service or self-service bikes, has transformed the French capital. Generally far from avant-garde in terms of green measures, Vélib signalled the beginning of something new. Gradually, the city has outpedalled many competitors to become home to Europe's leading user-pays bike-sharing scheme, while inspiring similar models from Chicago to China, Brussels and London. For Dennis Moncourget, Vice President of Militant Biking Association, MDB, Vélib is to thank for converting thousands of Parisians to cycling and represents nearly half of all bike trips in the city.
Le système de vélo en libre service Vélib a été un grand plus.
Vélib has been a huge plus because it really had a big effect on the practice of cycling in Paris and led to a very rapid increase in the number of cyclists on the road. So it was an accelerator for biking.
Donc ça a été un accélérateur pour le vélo.
With 23,000 bikes for hire around the clock from 1,800 stations, each is rented on average 5 times a day for a total 150,000 daily rides. For those queuing at the stations, the difficulty some days of getting a bike attests to Vélib's enormous success. What changes do you think it's brought Paris?
I hope less pollution, but I'm not sure that it works in this sense. But mobility.
Do you think a lot of people are using it in the last 7 or 8 years?
Yes, because sometimes you cannot find a bicycle.
I like this possibility to use a bicycle every day. I go in my work with Vélib. I use to go with friends.
Voilà, c'est quand même beaucoup plus sympathique.
It is, after all, much better to be able to enjoy a city as beautiful as Paris by bike.
Profiter d'une ville belle comme Paris en vélo.
For just €39 a year, Gabrielle, an Australian living in Paris, gets a combined Metro Vélib annual pass, which allows 45 minutes of bike commuting daily. Just enough time to get her to work and back. She's among 250,000 annual subscribers, most of whom sign up online.
I love the Vélib. It's the most favourite thing I ever do in Paris is ride the bike. It took me a while to have the confidence. I had a French friend show me because wrong side of the road and all of that. And as soon as I followed her, I was hooked.
Paris may have gotten in early and gone in big on public use bikes, but as Dennis Moncourget points out, it's still got a way to go with the infrastructure.
But it's a system which set out to be massive in scope and apply to a big urban area, and that's the key to its success. Because in many other cities which have dabbled in bike sharing, it's been done on a much more modest scale, and therefore doesn't work so well. If the area served by the bikes is dramatically reduced, it's not very interesting. And if the number of stations is very low, it's not very interesting.
Now the green willpower at the Paris Town Hall is putting added oomph in the city's cycling resolve. Heavy investments will see bike paths double by 2020, to a total 1,400 kilometres, creating major north-south-east-west corridors and a cycling peripherique circling the city. For Paris's deputy mayor, Christoph Najowski, one of Verlieb's urban architects, it's all about regaining the city centre for people.
On va investir 150 millions d'euros sur 5 ans pour développer les aménagements cyclables dans Paris, un plan vélo.
We are going to invest 150 million euros in the next 5 years to develop the network of cycling paths in Paris under a bike plan I presented last year to strengthen the bike's place as a mode of transport in its own right, which has a very pertinent place in the city.
C'est un mode de déplacement à part entière et qui a toute sa pertinence en ville.
A long-time cycling activist, Najowski was recently hailed cycling city champion by none other than the Bike Mad Danes, with an award bestowed from the Danish Cycling Embassy. Now he's ambitiously planning to overtake them by making Paris the world's most cyclable city by 2020. As radical as it sounds, he doesn't rule out the possibility of the City of Light one day being entirely car-free. His Verlieb-friendly measures will be bolstered by the end of the year with a new 30-kilometre speed limit in the centre of Paris.
Dans un environnement urbain, limiter la vitesse à 30 km/h, finalement, c'est mieux vivre ensemble parce que...
In an urban setting, to limit speeds to 30 km an hour is much better as a way of living together, because it's more a policy of sharing than one of segregation. All the big cities of Europe have already claimed back their city centres. Madrid, for example, wants to have a completely car-free centre. In Milan, they have established a limited traffic zone. In Berlin, an environmental zone. In London, a city tax. Voilà.
Toutes les grandes villes en Europe, toutes les grandes métropoles ont fait la reconquête de leur centre-ville.
Declared just a small revolution at the outset, Verlieb, in fact, seems to be at the heart of a much bigger urban revolution. For Monocle, in Paris, I'm Tamara Tyson.